We're discussing the Gemara Daf Beis Amud Beis regarding the Das Ha'isha when it comes to Kedushin, because the Gemara tells us very clearly that Ha'isha Niknes indicates Midaita in Bakar Chalo, you cannot marry a woman against her will. But why exactly is that true? So he pointed out two different Biurim of Rashi, that Rashi writes later in Kedushin Adaf Mem Dal Amud Aleph, because the Bi'inan Das Makne. Simply, according to Rashi, this is true of Kinyanim B'chala Torah Kula. There's a Kona, there's a Makne, Das is required, so just like the Das Habal is necessary, the Das Ha'ish is necessary as well. And Rashi Yevamos and Daf Yotes Mabez writes the following. When you look in the Parsha of Gerushin, it discusses Nesina Saget. That is considered to be Bal Karcha. That certainly is true. But then the Pasuk continues, V'holcha V'haysa Li'ishacher. V'holcha v'haysa is not bal karcha, is not bal karcha. That's something that is discretionary. That's something that she willingly does. So Rashi writes the Chiddush that v'holcha v'haysa means midaita in bal karcha lo. So we started to discuss that Rashi, Kedushin Daf Memdala, the fact that das makne is considered to be necessary. Is that absolutely true, that that really is the das ha'isha? And the following, if this is really considered to be a classic case of das makne, so therefore, one has to address a main ha'ara of Avne Miluim, of the Node de Yehuda, because when it comes to typical kinyanim, there is a great chiddush that Tosus has regarding Das Makne. The Tosus is in Sanhedrin, Das Samaches and Beis, where the Gemara just simply discusses a reality of a katan that has assets. And Tosus simply is bothered by the following, how is that possible? If a katan is incapable of kinyan, so how is it that this is a wealthy katan? So Tosa says three possibilities. One is al yedei yerusha, very simply. Forget about kinyanim, al yedei yerusha. Right? A father dies, the young child is yoresh, even if he is alav, bardas. Okay? Then Tosa writes the following. Another possibility, a chiddush, schiras poalim. If there is a shibud, there is a shibud, that the Torah creates. I go and I instruct the katan to go ahead and to do this. And you know what? Osa maisa alpiv. He cuts my grass. He shovels the walk. And the understanding is I am going to pay him. The Torah creates a shibud. And therefore, that does not require dasa katan. And therefore, I am a shubud to pay the katan. When I do so, that money is considered to be his. Okay? So, Yerusha. Schiras Poalim, and Tosus writes a bombshell, Das Acheres Makne. You know what, a katan does not have an independent yad to be kona. But if a gadol were to go ahead and to give something to a katan, and a katan is a bardas, so Tosus writes, when you have the Das Makne, Das Acheres Makne, and therefore that would apply even when it comes to a katan as well. Wow, 3 days in Tosus. I'll tell you a fascinating application of maybe the 3 days in Tosus. You know what? There's a very important comment to the Ksos. The Ksos is found in Simen Reish Mem Gimel Sivkotin Dalid. The Ksos discusses the following. Matnos Kahuna. Where the Ksos discusses Pidyon HaBen. The Ksos quotes a Prichadash that, you know what? I can give the hay slime of Pidyon HaBen to a Kohen who is a Katan. We'll have to see the details of Pidyon HaBen, Kedushin Daf Ches Amud Aleph. No? But I can go ahead and give the Matnas Kahuna or the slime of Pidyon HaBen to a Kohen who is a Katan. Wow. How exactly does that work? So, you know what I'm going to tell you is a Chiddush. I won't go over the details now. But you know what I'm going to tell you? I think there are three possibilities. Where did I get these three possibilities? Tosu Saner, Daf Samaches Amud Beis. There are three possibilities of a katan, being a bal nechasim. You know what? One is, let's call this das acheres makne. That's the quotes in the name of the prichadash. Well, when the gadol goes ahead and gives the matnos kahuna, or the hay slime to the katan, das acheres makne. Wow, that's an important chiddush. You know, one could question, is that really so obvious? You know, when I fully own something, and I give it to you, maybe das acheres makne. Let's assume I have matnos kahuna. You know what? Do I have some discretion? I have some discretion. You know what that's called? Tovasana. I can decide to give the manas kuna to my son-in-law, to my father-in-law, to my cousin. I can choose the kohen, but I have a limited right. That limited right is called tovasana. It's a pretty fascinating issue. Can you say das echeres makna if all I possess is tovasana? Maybe if I own something, that it is fully mine, I can go ahead and present it to you in das echeres makna. But if it really is not mine, it's just that I have a right called Tova Sana. Is there das echeres makna when it comes to Tova Sana? That's the Ksos in Reish Mem Gimel. The Ksos writes another possibility. Forget about das echeres makna. You know what the Ksos writes? Schiras Poalim. Schiras Poalim. Shovel the walk. Cut the grass. No? Meaning what? Doesn't the Torah say Chelef Avodasam? Parshas Korach. No? Chelef Avodasam? Why is it that there's matnas kun and matnas leviyah? Chelef avodasam. There is a service that the kohanim, the levim, are performing for us, and we are compensating them. Oh, so that's the chiddush of the Ksos rites. And that's considered to be most similar to schiras poalim. Schiras poalim. I'll tell you something to think about, right? Pretty incredible. And that is, does the Torah say chelef avodasam? The answer is yes, more than once, no. But I'll tell you the following stunning ha'ara. The Torah only says chelef avodasam when it comes to matnas leviyah and not when it comes to matnas kahuna. Wow, that's pretty stunning, no? When it comes to the Levi, that's true. I give meiser to the Levi because of chelef avodasam. But that's not true when it comes to matnas kahuna necessarily, no? Maybe that's very different. That one could really question the Ksos, whether there really is halacha of chelef avodasam when it comes to matnas kahuna. And maybe I'll tell you another possibility, maybe the simplest possibility. You know what? It's like Yerusha. In the sense of, if the Torah tells me I have to give this to a Kohen, guess what? The Kohen is a year old, but he's a Kohen. The Kohen's 10 years old, but he's a Kohen. And when I go ahead and I gift the Kohen that which the Torah says I must give him, maybe that's like a form of Yerusha. In the sense that it doesn't require an absolute Maisa Kinyan. That's a fascinating deal. Take a look at Exos. Reish Mem Gimel. How does Matnas Kahuna work? But Tosus says three possibilities. How does a Katan ever acquire something? So, Schiras Poalim, Yerusha, or Das Acheres Makna. Das Acheres Makna. Oh, so that's the basis of the Kasha of the Noda of Yehuda. We discussed Evan Ezer, Madura Tinyana, Simon and Dalit. That look, if Rashi writes that when it comes to issues, she is the makne, and if there's a principle of das acheres makne, so therefore, put those two principles together, and that should result in something that sounds beyond, which is not true. That, you know what? As long as she is a bas das, you know what? So therefore, the kedushin indeed should be chal, even though the baal is a katan, and that is not true. That certainly is not true. How indeed do you resolve, right, that issue? I'll tell you a simple possibility, and nobody discusses this. Do you always apply the principle of das echeres makne? The Nodbira quotes the Magen Mishnah, Perachavtes Efelchus Mechira, where the Magen Mishnah writes there's a fundamental difference between matana as opposed to mechira. Matana as opposed to mechira. When do you say a das echeres makne? In matana, when you're gifting something. But when it comes to a purchase, buying and selling, you're going to say das echeres makne? How exactly does that work? When it comes to a matana, where I am gifting you and you have no responsibility, so maybe then I can argue, if I have das makne, we're good to go. But let's assume you're dealing with the typical case of a mechira, which means that I must do this, but you must do that. No? I'm going to go ahead and give you the object, but you are obligated to, this isn't free, this isn't a matana, and now you are obligated to pay me for that. In other words, we're demanding something on behalf of the makna and on behalf of the kone. How can you say das echeres makna? If something is purely from the perspective of the makna, like a matana, I'm gifting you this item and you have no responsibility, to do anything more? Oh, maybe one could argue. So if you have the das mach, you need the das kone. In mechira, I'm giving you the site and it's yours, but now you have to pay me thousands of dollars. You're going to say das acheres makne. When the demand is not only of the makne, the demand is of the kone, you don't assume das acheres makne in any shape or form. No? Whoa, if that's true, what about kedushin? Kedushin is only makne, and the kone is zero. The kone is zero. Oh, of course not. No, the katan is obligated to perform the ma'isa kedushin. Kedushin requires the act of kinyan as well. So how can you argue that if I have half, that's considered to be sufficient? Maybe the half is only necessary. I understand when you're dealing with a matana, because it's unilateral in the sense that everything is going in one direction. But if you have something which is bilateral, then how can you assume das acheres makne? So that would be a reason to assume that, you know what, that the woman has das makne, and when it comes to matana das acheres makne, but that's not going to be relevant when it comes to kedushin. And even without that chiddush of the Magen Mishnah, das acheres makne, when it comes to kedushin, kedushin is kiyikach. And the Gemara is explicit, we'll see, v'lo kisikach. Kedushin has to be framed, furnished, created exclusively from the perspective of the Baal. So how in the world can you envision a das acheres makne, where it is the das ha'isha that is koveya the kedushin? Certainly not. See, even if one is willing to assume, literally, the chiddush of Rashi, kedushin daf mem dalet, that ishus is das makne, but that does not mean you can apply the principle of das acheres makne, because either it doesn't apply to cases other than matana, but even if it applies to a case of mechira as well, to kedushin where the Torah tells me kiyikach, that means that the maisa kedushin, the chalos, has to exclusively be created al yedei habal, and therefore, even if it is das makne, that she has to acquiesce, but nonetheless, we're not going to allow the principle of das acheres makne. Okay? And then we pointed out the Shach, right? Reish Mem Gimel Sefakot Vav, where the Shach points out, maybe there is no principle when it comes to kinyanim of das acheres makne. The context of das acheres makne, that hopefully you saw, is a sugya above Metzi and Daf Yud Aleph. And the Shidduch Kabetzis on the next Dhammad, Yubayis Amad Aleph, Kosnei Rabbeinu Peretz, that's not what the principle means at all. Das acheres makne is just simply a way of expressing when a kinyan chatzar would work, what is a chatzar mishtameres, what is not a chatzar mishtameres, and there isn't this concept of das acheres makne when it comes to kinyanim in general. So even if you assume, as Rashi writes, a chiddush that the das ayish is das makne, it doesn't mean that we will allow us to kick in this principle of das acheres makne. This notion that Rashi writes, that what is the role of the isha when it comes to kedushin, Makne, Poshim Shat, that's against the Chiddush of the Ran. And that's where we left off, that Ran in Adarim and Daf, Laman Amad Aleph, where the Ran points out simply the following. When it comes to a case of Kedushin, I would have thought very, very simply that what is true of Kedushin is true of a regular case of Pinyan Hekdish. In other words, in a typical Kinyan, there are two players. There is Hekdish, and there's the Makdish. There's a Kona, there's a Makne, there's a Baal, there is an Isha. What is the difficulty with that sugya? Because after all, that there are times that we assume, the Chiddush of the Gemara of Chozros V'Kodshos. Chozros V'Kodshos. The case, Nedarim and Daf Chavches, Amar Aleph, a person goes and states the following. As long as this branch is still connected to the tree, Netios, it is considered to be Hekdish. And that will apply until the point that it is severed. Ad Shi Kotzitzu. So the Mishnah tells us the following, Ein Lo Pidyon. That sounds so unusual. What do you mean, Ein Lo Pidyon? This is Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Damim always has Pidyon, no? So Bar Pada says the following Chiddush. Ein Lo Pidyon does not really mean Ein Lo Pidyon. Ein Lo Pidyon. Now, Ein Lo Pidyon means that there's a perpetual Hakdasha. It means the following, that Pidyon means the object is Yotzei L'chulin. But in this case, chozros v'kodshos. The moment that it's yotzei l'chulin, the hektish reinstates itself. That's the yisod of chozros v'kodshos. Chozros v'kodshos. I'll tell you a chakira not for now. You know, the Gemara has a phrase of tovav v'sheretz biyado. No? Imagine a person goes to mikveh and sheretz biyado. You know, he's going to emerge from the mikveh being tamei, no? You know, maybe Poshav Shat, that means he was never tahar. As opposed to arguing, you know what? The mikveh was mitar him, but now that he remains in contact with the sheretz, he becomes tamei again. Tamei again. Well, there was a din of Reb Chaim. No? Tavav v'sheretz biyado. Does it mean there was never tahara? Or does it mean, yeah, there was tahara, but you know what? If you're in contact with the source of tumah, it immediately reinstates itself. No. What does it mean that it is considered to be hekdish, ein lo pidyon? The pidyon was not chal, or does it mean chozros v'kodshos? So that's the chiddush of our pada. Chozros v'kodshos. Chozros v'kodshos. Oh, so the Gemara says the following chiddush. Once I establish this yesod of chozros v'kodshos, I'm going to tell you a stunning chiddush. And that was a suffolk Rav Hoshea. A person goes out and gives an abundance of kesef kedushin to a woman and says the following, you know what, I want it to be this, that if for whatever reason the ishus is severed, there's a get, you know what, immediately there should be a new maisa kedushin. So hanos and shtei prutos leisha, one is chal right now hayom, another one is chal la'achar sha'agar sheikh. Why not assume that chozos v'kodshos? There is a gerishin, but the moment the gerishin is chal, there is a new issues. The Gemara says there's no way in the world you can compare Pidyon Hekdesh to the case of Kedushin. Why is that true? Imagine the Gemara says the following. I'm Makdish something. I do it in such a way of Chozros V'Kodshos, Adshi Katsutsu, but I was not Poda. I was not Poda. I'm Makdish something and someone else was Poda. You'd really think that Chozros V'Kodshos? What do you mean? Someone else was Poda? It's his. That other guy, the first person says, it's hektish. And in a makdish davar, shino shalom. I understand that. If a third party asserts himself, he can't say chozos v'kodshos. And now the Gemara tells us the bombshell. And isha is kipidau acherim dam. That's the bombshell. Ishus is comparable to that case. Pidyon ayide acherim. So that's what the Ran is so bothered by. Why in the world is that true? What do you mean? In pidyon hektish, normal case, there are two parties. There's Hekdish and the Makdish. There are two parties here. There's no third player. There's no bystander. There's no third party. There is a Baal and an Isha. And the Baal gives two prutos to his wife and says the following, that the moment that our Isha is severed, it should reinstate itself. How can you say it's Kipdu Acherim Damya? Where is there a third party? That's the Chiddush that the Ran points out. Apparently you see that the mechanism of Ishus is different than just simply a Kona and a Makna. Wow, there is an additional step. And that additional step does not allow for chozros v'kodshos. And why exactly is that true? So the Ran writes so dramatically, because the Torah says ki yikach, which means you can't just have two separate steps, meaning a kona and a makna, hektish and a makdish. That certainly is not true, because that would mean that the Baal is kona, but the woman is makna satsma. The woman is makna satsma. No, that's a violation of ki yikach. Just like we suggested, das acheres makne. That's a violation of kikach lo kisikach. So if that really is true, what exactly is the role of the woman? So that's the structure that the Ran says up. The Baal is desirous of marriage, of being kone. But you know what? He cannot go ahead and be kone nisha bal karacho. Kedushin daf beis. So you know what it is? That she goes ahead and acquiesces. And that allows him to fully acquire her. But all she does is she acquiesces. Not a positive infusion of a das makne, but rather mashvele kedavar shalhefke. She doesn't object. She doesn't object. And all of a sudden, he can fully be kone. So he is being kone legamre, comparable to a case of a person who is kone min hefker. What do you mean, kona min hefker? There's another player involved, her. This is not sel hefker. No, when she expresses the das kedushin, mash vetzasa kedavar shel hefker. So therefore, there is an intermediate step, and that's the Chiddush, the Gemara Dharma, Daf Lamed. That intermediate step is Kipedau Acherim Damya, and that does not allow for Chozers for code shows. So I will tell you the following. According to this Biur of the Ran, certainly we would not maintain that the woman's Das is Das Makne. She's not playing the role of the Makne. It's true, the whole Chavahisa, that she has to acquiesce. She cannot object. That certainly is true. But there's a world of difference between failure to object as opposed to Das Makne. So what are the nafkaminas, right, of this Chiddush of the Ran? Oh, okay, nafkamina number one is that Gemara in Kedushin. No? That Gemara in Nedarim and Daf Lamed. No? That Kippadu Acherim Damya. The fact that this is true, that's the structure of Isus. All right, that's the sugya that the Ran writes. That is what prevents Chozros Vekodshos, and that would mean even if he gives her more than a single pruta and expressly states that the moment her Ishus comes to an end, it should be reinstated, that would not work. That is the nafkamina. Nadarma daflamid. Oh, any other nafkamina? So I'll tell you four others. No? Another nafkamina, Avne Miluim, Chav Zayin, in Sivkat and Vav. How critical is it that the Edim have to be able to affirm the Das HaYishah? How critical? How critical is that? Oh, so we discussed. It is the Kima Davar. Ein Davar Shepachos Mishnayim. Edim are essential. Edim are essential. Let's say the Rambam Shita for the conveyance of the Das, Davar Sheberva. So the Ran writes, the Chiddush, that maybe there's a difference in the Das HaYish and Das HaYisha. Oh, so that's the Rav Bavli Miluim. Edis Lekim Adavar is only necessary for the Das HaBal and not for the Das HaYish. Well, L'may Nafgamina, that's the case in Simen Chav Zayin, where the Baal used an unusual term for Yishus, Hareyat Zikukasi, is the Yishus Chal. So the Shulchan Aruch writes very simply, Im Hevina Dvarav. As long as she understood what the Baal meant, when he said, Hareyat Zekukasi, the Yishus Ischal. So immediately, Avnim raises the following question. Yeah, but they're Edim. Is it really enough, Im Hivina Dvarav? Don't the Edim have to be aware that that's true? Okay, maybe one could have argued, that's what Im Hivina Dvarav means. It means you're standing under the chuppah, and he is Hareyat Zekukasi, and the Masada Gushin turns to her and says, do you understand what that word means? And yes, it means Ishus, and they didn't witness that. Okay, so maybe one could argue, you know, Imevina Dvarav means in the presence of Edom. No, Avnum writes that really is not true. As long as it is known, Imevina Dvarav, wow, that is considered to be sufficient. But wait a second, but Kedushin requires Eidus Lekim Adavar. Kedushin requires Eidus Lekim Adavar. So the Chiddush that the Ran writes, another nafkamina, wow, you don't need Eidus Lekim Adavar for the Das HaYisha. You need it for the Das HaYish, but you do not need it for the Das HaYisha. Wow. How else could you interpret that Psak and Shulchan Aruch? Maybe one could write, simply, it means the Edom are also aware. Or maybe you can write, ooh, that Chiddush Rav Shimon Shkab. That's not the responsibility of Eidei Kedushin. Eidei Kedushin do not have to know the effect of what they see. They just have to be able to confirm what they see. What the effect is, you know what? That's not the job of the Edim. The Edim will just simply say the following. You know what? He gave a ring to her, and before he gave the ring, he said, Hareya Sekukasi, and she accepted the ring. Are they married? I have no idea if they're married. I don't know who he is. I don't know who she is. Maybe they're brother and sister. Maybe one of them is not Jewish. Maybe one of them had an inappropriate gerus. No? Maybe one is an Isser Erva. Maybe one is not Jewish at all. Like, I don't know. Is that really the responsibility of Eidei Kedushin to know the effect of what they see? Or just to confirm that this is what we saw? That's the Chiddush Rav Shimon writes. So as long as they can accurately state that this is what happened and this is what was said, maybe that's considered to be sufficient for Eidus Lekim Adavar. Well, okay. In which case, that they know what he did, they know what she did, maybe that's considered to be sufficient. That's against this ha'ar of Avnei Miluim. But Avnei Miluim writes the Chiddush that no. It really means you don't need Eidos for the Das Ha'isha. All the woman is doing is Mashra Atzma Kehefker. And that does not require Eidos L'Kema Davar. Wow. And then Avnei Miluim writes, he thinks that's, let's call this another Nafkamina, not Kedushin Dafnun. You have a case of a Kedushin which is Al Tanai. The Baal expressly goes and says the following, that you know what, that I'm marrying you, but you know what? I'm doing so conditionally, meaning that I will grant you this wonderful gift. You know? That's for the betterment of the Isha. No? So the woman comes forward and says the following, that you know what? That was very gracious of my husband. He treats me so nicely. He's willing to give me this, this, and that. But you know what? My mindset was that I'm willing to go through the marriage even without the kiyum hatznai. In my mind, that was not li'ikuva. What's the problem with that? What's the problem with that? So you know what the Gemara says the problem with that is? From Shabalev and Odvarim. Because the woman said, Beli bihaya. Dvarim shebelei v'enam dvarim. Dvarim shebelei v'enam dvarim. So the Gemara wants to prove the fact that we say that, no, the Kedushin is not chal, without the Kiyum HaTnai, the Gemara wants to prove from that that dvarim shebelei v'enam dvarim. Well, you know what? The Gemara says that's not such a great raya. Because there, the dvarim shebelei that she says, no, I don't need that, was against the explicit Tanai. So you can't derive from there the general principle of Dharma Shebelev, Enon Dvarim. Okay, so Avnei Miluim writes the following. Wait a second. Let's assume Dharma Shebelev, Havi Dvarim. Let's assume Dharma Shebelev, Havi Dvarim. You know what? You and I made a Kinyan, and you made a Tanai, and my mindset was, I don't need the Kiyumat Tanai. And let's assume Dvarim Shebelev Havi Dvarim. Okay, so the Kinyan is Chal without the Tanai. But Kedushin requires Eidos L'Kema Davar. Kedushin requires Eidim. So what do you mean she had in mind? What had in mind? This is something that has to be witnessed. So even if she comes forward and says, B'libi Hayali Hiskadesh, but what do you mean the Ratzan Ha'isha requires Eidos L'Kema Davar? Similar to Vodarai Vamli Luim. What do you mean she understood? That's not enough. It has to be manifest to the witnesses. So that's the Chiddush. That Avnei Miluim writes, you know what you see from here? That Ratzan Ha'isha Lo Boi Sade. The Das Ha'isha does not require it. It's the Kema Davar. Wow. So one nafkamina is Mamish, the Sugi Nedarim. Okay? The other nafkamina is Imevina Dvarav, Ebenezer Simon Chavzayin. The other nafkamina is Kedushin Dafnun, Dvarim Shebelev. Wow. Is there another nafkamina? Another nafkamina? Yeah, the Avnei Miluim writes elsewhere. That's the answer to our previous question. No? About Das Acheres Makne. No? If Rashi writes that you need a Makne, why not apply the principle of Das Acheres Makne? Isn't that true? B'chol HaTorah Kula. So that's an Avnei Miluim elsewhere. No, that's Simin Mem Gimel, Sivkot and Beis. That he writes, that's exactly the answer to this question. That Das Acheres Makne for the Das Ha'isha in Kedushin. For a Kinyan, you can say Das Acheres Makne. But here, the role of the woman simply is Mashve Atzma Kehefker. She is not considered to be the Makne, and therefore, according to the Ran's construct, there is no possibility of arguing Das Acheres Makne when it comes to Yishuv. That's exactly, Avnei Miluim writes, the Yishuv, that Kasha of the Noda de Behuda. Wow. So that's four nafkamina so far. And now you remember a fifth, right, from a long time ago. Long time ago. Now, what was a long time ago? When we discussed Eidos L'Kema Davar, I owed you something, no? Does Minu Shlichus require Eidos L'Kema Davar? Does Minu Shlichus require Eidos L'Kema Davar? So you know what? I would say yes, yes. No? After all, a husband is desirous of marrying a woman, he does so al yedei shliach. A husband desires to divorce a woman, he does so al yedei shliach. The kedushin, the gerushin, is dependent on the integrity of the shliach. If he's a valid shliach, the get and the kedushin is chal. And if not, then not. So why would I not apply the principle of ein davar sheba pachos mishnayim? The marriage or the divorce hinges on the status of the shliach. No? Okay. That's the Ravid Shita. That's the Ravid Shita. Of course, mina shlichus require is the kimadavar. And the Rambam writes no. The Rambam in Ochus Ishus and Ochus Gerishin. The Rambam in Ochus Ishus, that was in Perek Gimel Achates Vav. And the Rambam in Perek Gvav Ochus Gerishin, the first four halachos. No? The Rambam writes, when a husband goes out and appoints a shliach for Kedushin, a husband appoints a shliach for Gerishin, wow, you don't need Eidus Lekimada. You don't need Eidus Lekimada. And the Rambam realizes you're going to be bothered by this. No? What do you mean? The whole Kedushin hinges on the shliach. So, how can you say that Kedushin requires Eidim, but meaning shlichus for Kedushin does not require Eidim? Oh, so the Rambam writes the following. It's just like afreshes chumas and raisros. No, we saw that Rambam. When a person is mafresh chumas and raisros, he can do so aydei shliach. No, that's one of the sources. Kedushin daf mem aleph of shlichus. Kein tarimu gam atem l'rabo shluchachem. Afreshes kmidan aydei shliach. You need eidim. You don't need eidim for minyan shlichus because shlucho shanun kamosa. So you don't need Eidim from Minas Shlichus when it comes to Kedushin. So the Ravid screams, no? The Ravid screams. Chumas and Maestros is Uriah. Hafrashas Chumas and Maestros doesn't require Eidus Lekim Adavar. So Shlichus for Hafrashas Chumas doesn't require Eidus Lekim Adavar. If it doesn't require Eidim, then Shlichus for it does not require Eidim. But if it requires Eidim, Gittin Kedushin, so of course, Minas Shlichus requires aid. How can you say that this is like Hafrashos Chumas and Maestros? What do you mean? So whatever is true of it, the Kinyan, the Hafrasha, is true of the Minas Shlichus. Because the Minas Shlichus is determined whether it is Chal. That's what the Ravid writes. So if Hafrasha doesn't require Eidim, Shlichus for Hafrasha doesn't require Eidim. But if Gittin Kedushin requires Eidim, so Minas Shlichus for Gittin Kedushin requires Eidim. Well, and the Rambam writes, no, that's not true. What exactly was the Chiddush of the Rambam? So the punchline of the whole shir was as follows, that the Ravid Shita is you need Eidim for a Chalos Dover Sheba Erva. The Chalos Dover Sheba Erva is dependent on the Eidim. Without the Eidim, without the Shlichus, it's not Chal. With it, it is Chal. Ah, that's good. But the Rambam Shita was not that way. Yibum, Chalitza, Nisuim. Remember all the Rayas? No. Das davar sheba erva. You know what the chiddush of the Rambam Shita is? Das davar sheba erva is the ma'isa kedushin, the ma'isa gerushin. Minui shlichus. That's exactly what the Rambam writes. That's not a unique halacha when it comes to gittin kedushin. That's halacha b'chol Torah kula. Veharaya hafrashas chumas and ma'isras. The fact that a baal can appoint a shliach for kedushin is the same koach that a baal can appoint a shliach for hafrashas chumas and maestros. And just like a shliach for hafrasha doesn't require eidus lekim adavar, the same thing is true when it comes to gittin kedushin. Wow. Take a look at the Rambam. That's exactly what the Rambam says. No? This is not a unique halacha of gittin kedushin. This is halacha b'chol Torah kula of shlucho shalom kamosa. Good? So that you chazir many times. No? Okay, great. Now, the next point. But the Rambam in both places, Gimel of Ishus, Vav and Gerushin, writes, this is only true when it comes to the Baal. Ooh. But when it comes to the Isha, a woman who appoints a Shliach, whether it's to accept her get, or whether it's to accept her Kedushin, that requires Eidus Lekim Adavar. That's not so simple.
But what happened to the Rambam Svara? That Shlichus is not uniquely true when it comes to Gittin Kedushin. Shlichus is B'chala Torah Kula. And therefore, you don't require Eidus Lekima, therefore, Minya Shlichus. So you know what you have to argue? You have to argue that you're right, that the Shlichus of the Baal is Shlichus B'chala Torah Kula. But the Shlichus of the Isha is not Shlichus B'chala Torah Kula. That is a unique halacha when it comes to Gittin Kedushin. Oh, but that sounds pretty heavy, no? The shlichus of the Baal is typical shlichus. The shlichus of the Isha is atypical shlichus. So we started to discuss, no? Tosos Harash, Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph, no? How do you know that there is shlichus when it comes to Gerushin? So the Tosos Harash, incredible, no? Even though we know there's shlichus when it comes to Gerushin, but the Gemara requires a separate drasha to tell us that a woman can appoint a shliach for Gerushin. Even though I know that the Baal can appoint a shliach for Gerushin, I have a separate drasha that a woman can appoint a shliach for Gerushin. And that's called Vishilcha Malameh Shehi Osa Shliach. So Tosas Rasha is very bothered. Do you really need a separate Gzeiras HaKasuv? If Shlichus works, it works. So if I know that the guy can appoint a Shliach for Gerushin, so why did Gzeiras HaKasuv that she can appoint a Shliach? Hainuach. Tosas Rosh writes, it's absolutely not Hainuach. Because you know what? A get requires Das HaBaal. But a get does not require Das HaYisha. A get can be given bal korcho shel isha. And if that really is true, that a get is given bal korcho shel isha, I would have argued that shlichus does not work. I would have argued that shlichus does not work. So therefore, I need a separate drasha, separate gzeres hakasuv b'shilcha, to tell me that, you know what, that shlichus works when it comes to her role in gerushin. What's the biur of that? Tosas Harash. So we explain now, Ksuvis, define Dalit, Tosas, no? The Gemara has a principle. Milsa de Isa b'shlichus, Isa b'tnai. Tnai and shlichus go hand in hand, hand in hand. If you can make a tnai, you can appoint a shliach. If you can't make a tnai, you can't appoint a shliach. Wow, wow, wow. So Tosas raises the obvious question. Like, what in the world? Like, where did this come from? Milsa de such a chok, a gzeris, maybe it is a gzeris akasa, that the whole parsh of shlichus and the parsh of tanai comes from b'nei gonam eruvein. So the division of Eretz Yisrael was conditional, al yedei tanai, and it was done through some form of representation. Let's call that shlichus. No? Nasi echad, nasi echad. Oh, so nasi echad was tanai and shlichus. So the two go together. So Tosus writes, is that all it is? Gzeres HaKasuv. Gzeres HaKasuv. Why not argue that, and it all had to do with Chalukas HaKarka? And maybe it all had to do with Eretz Yisrael? So maybe right that these halachas are only when it comes to Karka, only when it comes to Eretz. How do you know to draw the lines? So Tosus says, no. There's a compelling svara. A compelling svara. And you know what that compelling svara is? Tosus says, Kokach Biyodah. Kokach biyanda. Now, what exactly does that mean? One word. Bailus. Bailus. Now, I am the Baal HaChalos. I'm the Baal HaChalos. What does it mean to say that you control the Chalos? Now, let's assume, for example, you know what? I want to sell you my house. I can do so. I can refuse to do so. I can do so for this amount. I can do so for that amount. I could do so categorically. I could do so conditionally. Guess what? I'll determine. I can determine the terms of. You know what? Why is that true? Why is it true? It's my house. Now, I can determine whether it's A, B, C, D. Oh, that's bailus. So if you are the bailim, you know what? You are empowered to affix its nigh. And I'll tell you the following. If you are the Bailim, there's a concept of a Mesiras Koach, a power of attorney. If I possess, I can convey. Oh, that's shlichus. That's shlichus. Shlichus and tanai go hand in hand. Let's assume you're dealing with something where that's not true. That's not true. We discussed, for example, yibum, chalitza. I can't control the yibum chalitza. Guess what? I can't make a tanai in the yibum chalitza. And guess what? I can't appoint a shliach for yibum chalitza. Wow. There's certain areas, la halacha, that even though it requires my act, but I am not the bala chalos. No? I'll perform a maisa shchita, and I'll say, if and when you pay me, the basar is mutar b'achila. And if you don't pay me, it's Eivir Menachai. You'll say the guy's nuts. No? The maisa shchita is mutar the basar b'achila, regardless of your... What do you mean? I control. I did the maisa shchita. Yeah, you did the maisa shchita. Ah, but Rabbi Chanan, no. You're not the bala chalos. Tanai and shlichus, all razor sharp. Bailus, bailus. Oh, that's the Tosas Arash. When I discuss gerushin, maisa gerushin, what do you mean? The kosa of an asan, the bal. When it comes to the role of the Isha in Gerishin, she is the Balas Aget. She controls the Chalos. V'nasan b'yada. The Get is Chal Balkarcha. You need Enochinami, V'nasan, and Asina. You need a Knisa L'Rishus. But she is not the Balas HaChalos. So you know what? The default position would be, even though Shlichus works B'Cholat HaRakula, it does not work when it comes to Kabbalah Saget. Because Shlichus is a function of Bailus, like Tanai. Oh, so that's the Tosas Arash. But Shlichus does work when it comes to a woman in Gerushin. You know what the answer is? That's not typical Shlichus. That's a separate Gzeres HaKasa of a Shulcha, Malam Ishuas HaShliach. That's the Tosas Arash. Since a Get is Kabbal Karcha, so therefore you require a separate Gzeres HaKasa. The shlichus works. And the Rambam writes, the reason you don't need Edim from any shlichus is because this is typical shlichus b'chol HaTorah Kula. Typical shlichus b'chol HaTorah Kula only applies to the shliach of the Baal, not the shliach of the Isha. And therefore, the Rambam writes, you need Edis Lakima, davar for the shlichus HaIsha. The shlichus for Gerishin is that the get goes to the Yad HaIsha or it goes L'das HaIsha. And that requires Eidus Lakimadav. Well, so, remember that shir? No? But we left something hanging, no, that I told you we'll have to address later. No? All of that is fine in Perek Vav Vechaz Gerushin. That the shliach for Kabbalah Saget requires Eidus Lakimadav. But the Rambam writes this in Perek Gimel of Chatesav of Chazishus. The same thing is true when it comes to a Shliach Isha for Kedushin. And Shlichus for Kedushin, isn't that Shlichus B'chol HaTorah Kula? The Tosas Arash writes that in Gerushin that's not true because the Get is Chabal Karcha Shlisha. Yeah, but Kedushin is not Chabal Karcha Shlisha. That should mean that this is considered to be the typical shlichus b'chol HaTorah Kula. That whole shir would have been great if the Rambam would have said that no shlichus requires eis l'kima davar, with the one exception of shlichus of an isha for Kabbalah Saget. But the Rambam writes the same thing as shir when it comes to Kedushin. Wow. So that's a major problem. No? Okay. And we tried. No? So k'shem sh'makab b'schar l'drisha. No. Whoa. All the four ayahs that are on. Vidas ha'isha in Kedushin is not midin bailus. Is not midin bailus. This is not typical das makne. If this was typical das makne, as it is when it comes to kinyanim, and this is midin bailus, that would be rejection of kiikach, below kisikach. You have to argue even when it comes to Kedushin, that she is not the balas hachalos. The chalos kedushin is purely from the perspective of, and that's the minig lemar adarim kipido acherim damia. It's true, not balkarcho. Ma balkarcho means she takes a step back. Ma shvasim kefter. But she is not the active participant in the chalos kedushin in any shape or form. Oh, so guess what? You know what I would have said? That maybe shlichus does not work when it comes to kedushin from the perspective of Isha. Because in a typical kinyan, it's true, she is the player. But she is not the player even in kedushin. Kedushin does not allow for one to marry a woman against her will. That's true. But does that necessarily mean that she is the bala sachalos with the das makne? The Ran writes, absolutely not. Vaharayin adarm daf lamed, and kedushin daf nun, and shulchan aruch chav zayin, and das acheres makne. Whoa. Oh, so you know what I'm going to tell you? That is exactly in the Rambam Shita. That if the reason you don't require Eidus Lekimadar for Shlichus is because this is Shlichus Midin Bailus Bechola Torah Kula, there are two exceptions to that. Now, the Shliach of the Isha in Gerishin, okay, but the Shliach of the Isha in Kedushin as well, she is not the determining player when it comes to the Chalos Ishus. And therefore, I would have argued, if his Tosu says that Shlichus, because kol kach biyado. Guess what? This is not kol kach biyado. And therefore, in a chinami, such a chiddush that the Rambam writes that you need eidus lekima davar, not only for gerushin, but even for the role of the ishin kedushin in kedushin as well. That b'chor is the chiddush of the Rambam Shita, not only in ochas gerushin, but in gimel tezvav when it comes to ishus. Issues as well. Okay? The Rashba. Rashba writes the following. Even in Havamina, right, there's some difficulty. No? Really, a Havamina? That you can marry a woman against her will? Like, unheard of. And that's why the Mishnah has to say Yisha Niknish. You would really say, Balkarcha, against her will. It doesn't mean against her will. It doesn't mean against, a woman says no, the answer is no. We're not talking about no. We're talking about, right, talu v'zavin. No? Bobaster daf memches. You know what? The Gemara tells you the following. A person says, I'm desirous of purchasing your object. You know what? I say, I'm not interested in selling it to you. Okay. You know, hopefully that's enough. No, we walk our different paths. No? All of a sudden, the next day. Now, a real nudnik. No? Like, you know, every day. You know, some people ask for a shush the same thing like 10 times. No? Like, you know, the answer is no. No, but I'll badger you. Okay, fine, you get to the point. You know what? I reason. You know, it's worth it for me just to get you off my back. No? It's worth it. Under normal circumstances, I wouldn't say yes. But you know what? It's worth it for me to say yes just to end this. No? Okay. So sometimes you have the principle. That is that agav unse gomro makne. Because of duress, a person says yes. Maybe in an ideal world, I would much rather have a situation where you wouldn't bother me and I wouldn't agree. But you know what? Sometimes you push. The answer is not a sincere yes, but the answer is, okay, I'll do it. Because you know what? It's worth it for me. Technically speaking, guess what? That is a conveyance of das. Did I say yes? Yes. That's a why question, no? In Ochos Shabbos, that's a Malach Shenus Regufa question. Why did you do it? Did you agree because you earnestly, enthusiastically were in agreement? Or did you agree reluctantly? Okay, so no, those are different. But the bottom line is that a person agrees. Sometimes a person can be pressured to say yes, and guess what? He'll say yes. There's a complete transparency. I'm saying yes But I'm saying yes because, you know, the situation is a little bit uncomfortable, but I really am saying yes. And of course, that's a conveyance of das. So you know what the Gemara says? Babas Radaf Memches, Vihilchasa, Kulu Habiz Vina Zvine. That's how. Agav Unse Garamakne. Mar Barvashi says that there's an exception. You know, you're talking about selling a car. You're talking about selling a house. Okay. You're talking about married life. Kedushin. No. If that type of pressure was used in Kedushin, guess what? Kedushin lo hav. No. The Kedushin is not going to be chal. Wow. That's the chiddush of Mar Barav Ashi. The Kedushin is not going to be chal. What do you mean? It's a conveyance of das, but it's not chal. How can that be? So the Gemara says a stunning chiddush. No? Who was the Shaloka Hogan? The undue pressure that the husband used. That's not right. And even though ultimately she gave in, but you know what? We're not going to stand for that. Who was the Shaloka Hogan? He acted inappropriately, and therefore, Asu Imo Shaloka Hogan. Now, we're going to do something that is atypical. He did not act like a mensch, and therefore, we are going to use some extra koach in order to undermine what he did. And guess what? Vafki'inu Rabbanan Lekedushimine. We're going to uproot that Kedushim. Vafki'inu Rabbanan Lekedushimine. And that's like the stunning line of the Gemara. We alluded to this before. Teinach Kaddish Bekaspa. Oh, that's good if it's Kedushay Kesev. But Kedushay Bia Mikalem Emar. How can you uproot Kedushay Bia? Kedushay Kesev, yes. How can you uproot Kedushay Bia? No. Shavyur Rabbanan Belasna Bilasnas. Wow. So that's stunning, that Gemara, no? That's stunning. You know, when we discussed Kedushay Kesev, as well as Kedushay Bia, we pointed out the Rambam, no? Beginning of Hilchos Ishus, Aleph Beis, and then later in Ishus, Gimel Chaf, where the Rambam writes, Kedushay Bia and Kedushay Shtar Ar Daraisa, and Kesef is Mi Divrei Sofri. Kesef is Mi Divrei Sofri. Because the Gemara, we just had, Beis Amad Aleph, Kicha Mi Stiafron. That's called Divrei Sofri. Divrei Sofrim. Kedushay Kesev is Divrei Sofrim. Right? All of your parents were married with Kedushay Kesev. No? Divrei Sofrim. They're married Midrabanan. You know what the Ravid screams? Right? Gimel Chaf. Ein Pirtza Gedolim Yizu. There's no greater breach than this Rambam. No? Where the Rambam says Kedushay Kesev is only. What do you mean only? No? How can that possibly be? And the Ravid adds, and you know what led the Rambam to this tragic mistake? This Gemara. Because the Gemara says the Chachamim uprooted Kedushin. And the Gemara says, Teina Kaddish Bekaspa. I understand that you can do that when it comes to Kedushay Kesev, but there's no way you can do that when it comes to Kedushay Bia. Now, what do you mean? What's the difference? The Rambam made a huge mistake, the Rabbi writes, and interpreted it to mean Kedushay Bia is Daraisa and Kedushay Kesev is only Darabanan. Wow, that's Pashur Pshat, not the Rambam. No? The Rambam's Divrei Sofim does not mean Darabanan. The Rambam's Divrei Sofim means something else. No? Here, I'll tell you, you can take a look at the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot and Shoresh Beis. Right? What is Torah Shebichsav? What is Torah Shebal Peh? What is Mefurish Bikra? What is not Mefurish Bikra? Well, how do I know Kedushay Bia? It's a pasuk, no? Kikach ishi shuvala. That's a pasuk, no? That's Mefurish Bikra. How do I know Kedushay Shtar? Ooh, that's a hekesh, no? V'holcha v'aisa, makish havaya liyatsiya. A hekesh. I'll tell you, even without the hekesh, I know that Kedushin is not limited to Bia, no? I already know that. No, that's Mefurish Bikra. Because you know what the Torah tells me? That imagine that a Naira Hamurasa is Mezana. There's a Chi of Skila, no? For Naira Hamurasa is Mezana. This is a Naira, I'll add one word, a Naira Bisula Hamurasa. No? There's a Chi of Skila. You know what that tells me? You can have a married woman who's a basula. No? That's mefurish b'kra. No? So I'm going to tell you the following, that it's black and white in Chumash that there's something beyond Kedushei Bia. No? Because the Torah describes, right, a married woman who is a basula. But how do I know that it's a shtar? Oh, you know what the answer is? That's Aide Hekesh. And how do I know there's Kesef? Oh, that's Gzeira Shava. So you see a pretty important thing according to the Rambam, no? That there's a difference between a Gzeira Shava as opposed to a Hekesh. A Hekesh is Mefurish Bekra, and a Gzeira Shava is not. A Gzeira Shava is Torah Shabbat Peh. A Hekesh is Mefurish Bekra. Here I would just direct you, you know, Gittin Daf Samach. There's an incredible machlokas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, whether Rov Torah is Torah Shebichsav, or whether Rov Torah is Torah Shabbat Peh. Unusual, no? Rov Torah Bichsav, Rov Torah Shabbat Peh. That sounds like an usual machlokas, no? Because you kind of look at those Sarasvarim, right? You know, the Chumash takes up an inch, and everything else is Torah Shabbat Peh. No? Like, how can you argue? You know what Rashi writes? Fascinating. Rashi writes, Gittin Daf Samach, Rov Torah are drashas. Drashas. What is the status of a drasha? Is the drasha called Torah Shebichsav? Is the drasha called Torah Shebal Peh? And I'll tell you further, which drashas are called Torah Shebichsav and which drashas are called Torah Shebal Peh? So I'll tell you one thing clear. The Rambam distinguishes between a Hekesh as opposed to a Gzeira Shava. A Hekesh, the Rambam understood, is Mefurish Bekra. That the Rambam calls is Daraisa. And a Gzeira Shava is called Divrei Sofrim, not Rabbanon. Divrei Sofrim. Ah, a Torah Shebal Peh. A Torah Shebal Peh. And the Rambam understood the Gemara to mean the following, not the Rabbanon. But maybe the Chachamim cannot uproot something which is black and white in Chumash. But something which is Torah Shebal Peh already is Masar HaKosav, the Chachamim. And therefore, the Gemara suggests that Akiras Davar Min HaTorah maybe should be limited to Kedushei Kesef as opposed to Kedushei Bia. That's Poshe Pshat in the Rambam Shita. That's pretty heavy. What's the definition of Torah Shebichsav? What's the definition of Torah Shebal Peh? You know, I often mention, you should take a look, Ben Azmanim, no? The Psicha Kalalas of the Prima Gadim. That's how the Psicha of the Prima Gadim begins. And the Prima Gadim has six Nafkaminas, and later a seventh Nafkamina. Torah Shebichsav as opposed to Torah Shebal Peh. What are the differences? The Torah Shebichsav as opposed to Torah Shebal Peh? That's a pretty heavy issue. No? It's worth knowing. No? You're walking out of the building and the guard says, what are you studying? No? So you say, I'm studying the oral tradition. Okay. And he asks you, the guard, so what's the difference between the written tradition and oral tradition? He says, I don't know. He says, you don't know? Haven't you been doing this like every day for hours and hours every day? No? It's worth knowing. It's worth knowing. So take a look at that Prima Gundam. Now, what is the difference in Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh? I'll tell you front and center. One difference is the sugya of Akiras Dov Min HaTorah. So the Gemara says something which is striking. Now, the Gemara says, look, you know what? When it comes to Talu Vizavin, so Gomro Makne, that's Das. That's Gemira's Das. That's Gemira's Das. I got that. And what about when it comes to Kedushin? Yeah, that's also a conveyance of Das. That's also a conveyance of Das. But we're going to step in. We're not going to allow that to go ahead and to remain. Because this guy inappropriately pressured this woman to marry him. And that will result in a disaster. So we are going to intervene. Intervene. Wow. Even though Midaraisa, she agreed. But we are going to intervene. And that is the Koach HaCham of Hafkas Kedushin. Right? It's not our sugya now, but if you want, we can, you know, there are five cases in Shas of Hafkas Kedushin. They break down into two cases. This case is where there was a problem from the very inception. The very Kedushin was flawed. Then you have other cases where the Kedushin was pristine, squeaky clean, incredible. Years later, something happened. And the Chachamim will respond by uprooting the Kedushin that happened decades ago. Those are the other cases of Hafkas Kedushin. Sometimes Hafkas Kedushin is Vashas Kedushin. Sometimes, no, it is years later and the Hafkas Lamafreya. That's pretty heavy. So That's the sugya of Tuluva Zavin Tuluva Kiddush. The Rashba writes, that's our Gemara. That's our Gemara. Our Gemara does not mean to think that there's any basis whatsoever to marry a woman against her will. But our Gemara says the following, that what happens if she is inappropriately pressured to do so, and she agrees to do so. But we are not going to stand for that. Because we insist, Taisha Niknes, and that means absolutely midaita, absolutely midaita. And that is the reference of Al Gemara. Bar Karcha does not mean that she says no. Bar Karcha means that she said yes, but under duress. Under duress. Wow. That's the Chiddush of the Rash Peshitta. Because if it's Bar Karcha, there's no way in the world that one would ever envision that that indeed could be possible. Forget about the diuk of Isha Niknes or Ish Kona. That's out of the pale. I'll tell you a nice Lashita, say. No? What we learned earlier. No? How do you know Sheva Kesev is Kekesev? How do you know Sheva Kesev is Kekesev? Yeah, it's a Mishnah, no? Yeah, but forget about the diuk in the Mishnah. Isha Niknes, Ish Kona. It's Mefurish in the Mishnah, no? Shava Pruta, Shava Dinar. How do you know Sheva Kesev is Kekesev? How do you know indeed that that's true? So guess what? Tosos Beis Amaral, if we discuss at length, no? There must be a Makar. There must be a Makar. And there are Makaros, no? Nezikin, Evid Ivri, Makaros, no? Against who? The Tosos? Against the Ramban, against the Rashba. Where it's self-evident that Sheva Kesev is Kekesev. And there is no makar. Why? Because since the woman is willing to accept the kesef kedushin willingly, so therefore it's a no-brainer that sheva kesef is considered to be kekesef. No? So you know what I'll tell you according to Rashba? It's black and white in the Mishnah. The kedushin requires dasa isha. Because the Mishnah says sheva kesef is good. And there's no source for sheva kesef. The only reason Sheva Kesev is good is because it's absolutely midaita. Absolutely. She said yes. So I'm going to tell you a diuk. You know what? If the Mishnah would say, Yish Kona, that would mean Balkarcha. It cannot mean Balkarcha. No? Because if it meant Balkarcha, Sheva Kesev would not be Kekesev. Sheva Kesev is only Kekesev because it's midaita. It's midaita. It's unusual. The Gemara says, I'll tell you a nice diuk. No? Ha'isha Niknes means not Balkarcha. Forget about the diuk of Isha Niknes. Even if it's Aish Kona, if Shava Kesef is good, obviously it does Aisha. So I'll tell you, the Rosh Lashitase. The Havamin of the Gemara, Balkarcho, does not mean Balkarcho. It means she willingly accepted what was given to her, not just the Kesef, but a ring. She willingly accepted. But if you'll ask her deep down, why did she accept it? You know what she's going to say? Because I was pressured. I was under duress. Yeah, that's Lashitase. No? Because if it would mean mamash balkarcha, that cannot be, because Sheva Kesef is good, and there's no makar for Sheva Kesef. The only makar Sheva Kesef, the Rosh Lashitasi, is indeed that this is true. Wow. That's left to discuss. So take a look again. Is there a difference between the Dasaish and the Dasaish? Take a look at the Rambam, take a look at the Balitar. On its face, the Baal Eter writes, there's no difference between the Dasish and the Dasish. When it comes to a woman who is forced, Ein Kedushei Kedushin. Good? When it comes to a guy who's forced, what's the Baal Eter say? Ein Kedushei Kedushin. So you know what? Unlike the Rambam that distinguishes between him and her, the Baal Eter doesn't distinguish in her. So I'm going to tell you the following. No. Maybe the Baal Eter, of course, distinguishes. Of course. And that's the heavy issue. The reason that we assume the Kedushin is not Chauna comes the issue is because of Hafkas Kedushin. No? There are many steps. In principle, yes, but in practice, no. When the Baal Eter arises, if you force the guy in Kedusha of Kedushin, is that a sugi of Hafkas Kedushin? Or is that true Mikra Hadin? Is that true Mikra Hadin? When it comes to the woman, Mikra Hadin, the Kedushin is Chau. Oh, but we disrupt. When it comes to the Ish, a man who is forced to go and do so, is that also Asa Shloka again? And therefore Yasa Lo Shloka again? Or maybe here I can back up and stay an incredible Yisod, that since there's such a fundamental difference between the Dasa Ish in the Dasa Isha, ooh, the previous year, that you know what? If you force a woman to do it and she says yes, that meets the requirement of Dasa Isha. And that requires Hafkas Kedushin. But when it comes to the Das Habal, which is the positive infusion of absolute Das of Kiikach, maybe if he's forced to do so, that's not Das Davarship. Ooh, we'll add a six to our Nafkamin is now between the Baal Nisha, no? We started with one, made up to five. No, maybe there's six. No, what is the sheet of the Balita? Mi ikra din daraisa, or only result of Hafkas Kedushin? Because if it's a result of Hafkas Kedushin, maybe I can say a very simple svara. A woman who's forced to be married, you know what? She's in a very difficult situation because she cannot divorce. A man who's forced to do something, what's the big deal? Let him just go ahead and get arranged for a get. No? You don't need the Dasa Isha. Now, is this a Hafkas Kedushin? Or is this something which is Mi'ikra, Mi'ikra Hadin? That's what I wanted you to take a look at. No. Adachalkas Vachalkek, the Beis Shmuel. No. Is there a difference between a Baal being forced as opposed to Nisha being forced? Okay. So this is what we'll have to discuss. We won't spend so much time now on Hafkas Kedushin, but this element that we'll have to pick up in tomorrow's Shem.